obviously, you know, when you talk about touchdown efficiency, red zone efficiency, you would like to be, you know, by the end of the year, you'd love to be up in your upper 60, 70% touchdown, you know, to field goal percentage. And it really depends on the number of drives that put you into the red zone. And every time you get down there, obviously you want to come away with points, and we love the touchdown. So, you know, at the end of the year, you want it to be, you know, up in that 60, 70% range. That'll give you, you know, give you a good chance of winning more football games.
You feel like there's some easy fixes where you guys can get that number up in that range?
Yeah, you know, we can obviously do better from an execution standpoint, but also what you're seeing defensively is you're seeing a little more zero blitz, you're seeing a little more pressure on the quarterback. And then the flip side of that is defenses are playing more of a, you know, rush three, drop eight, and kind of a picket fence right there on the goal line and protecting that part of the end zone. So it just boils down to our execution you know, the guys wanting to put it in the end zone.
We saw you guys work on the tempo a lot, tempo stuff a lot in the preseason and training camp. Have you guys been working that in as much as you thought you might in before the season? How's that been going?
It's been going good. It obviously, when we put it in, it was a great way to teach our offense to go upbeat, to go fast pace. You know, obviously now when you get into the season, you can't do an entire game that way. But you can put it in. You can mix it into your game plan. You can mix it into your each quarter. You can mix it by personnel. So it's something we continue to do each week and keep growing that package.
What kind of success have you guys had while doing that this season when you have mixed it in?
You know what? It's been pretty good. If you noticed last weekend when we substituted, you know, kind of our heavy package, you personnel, they went to a bigger defensive package, and we spread the field right away we're able to kind of hit a couple of quick passes on them and sort of stay ahead of the chain. So those types of things, whenever we can see those types of matchups, we can take advantage of that, and that's what teams are doing.
And I think I know, but why wouldn't you do that for the majority of the game? Why can't you do that?
Well, you could. Now, the one thing that the negative to it is how you execute on first down. If you're always getting into those third and long situations, then you're not doing well enough on first and second down. That's always the downside to it. If you do it right, and like we did last week, you stay ahead on first and second down, puts you into a better third down situation, and then you can stay on the field. We did it last week. We hit Dwayne Bowe on a quick slant from the slot position and stayed on the field. So it's a mixer for you. And then the other thing is you just can't do a whole 60-minute game upbeat like that. The guys wouldn't last.
And how much is how you use it also part of the complementary football you guys are playing with your defense? I mean, they're out there for 10 plays, you go three and out, and all of a sudden they're back out there.
That's a you know, you have to take that into consideration. And again, it just goes back to your execution on first down, especially if you want to go fast pace and you're only out there for 30 seconds. That's a problem. So you obviously have to execute better, stay on the field, create those get those third downs when they're in the game and stay on the field. Keep your defense on the bench for a while.
Not a huge uptick in points last week. The ball was spread around quite a bit. Is that still your best vision of offense when you're getting a whole bunch of?
If you can get a lot of guys some touches, you know, as many as we do each week, you know, certain guys are going to get more targets than others. But if more guys are touching the football, it just spreads it around. It just kind of goes to show you that Alex will see in the field and understanding coverage and who the open receiver is at the time. So we continue to, you know, spread it around. And then that way defenses, you know, can't just defend one guy. They may have to look at two or three.
We're going to ask you about Wayne. He had a bunch of targets last week. Is that a more concerted effort or better opportunities to find him within the defense?
Well, a little of both. You know, you noticed that we moved him around a little bit more last week and put him inside, had him outside, and motioned him left to right, right to left, and just try to create some opportunities for him. You know, being one of our top players, we got to get the ball in his hands however we can, and so by doing that, by design, some of it, again, by design. And some of it was by coverage. The defense just allowed us for Alex to throw the ball in his direction.
Was it the same thinking with Dex? I mean, he had six touches, I think. He had only 14 in the first six games. Is this the idea we need to get him more involved?
Yeah, and it's, you know, Dex is a very explosive player. got to keep finding ways to get him the football. And, you know, that's really a good problem to have offensively when you got three or four guys that you know that can put the ball in their hand. They can be explosive. So we're going to continue to find ways for him, too.
You used him out of the backfield a couple times against Houston. I think maybe once or twice against Oakland as well. I mean, can you talk about that and what you see and what his value might be there?
Yeah, well, you know, coming into this situation this year, going back and just looking at the Chiefs' history and his history as a runner, he can be very explosive from the backfield as a runner, and then you can use him as a receiver out of the backfield. So there's some opportunities there. Again, it just goes back to creating opportunities for our guys, and plus it will give 25 a little bit of a break during a game, give him a blow, and then allow him to come back and be more fresh later in the game.
Charles had a fumble. Is that something that you guys work on throughout the entire season while the season's going on, or is that just, you know, he's a professional at this point and he does what he does?
Yeah, no, you know, well, we don't talk about, you know, we don't talk much about ball security. The guys know, and the defender made a nice play. He actually, you know, tackled the ball and punched it out so from behind. So it was, you know, he just has to know that he's in traffic. He's got to protect the ball with two hands, and you know, he learns from it, and you know, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Doug, I know you got to look forward. But looking back at the way you guys blocked Watt, I don't necessarily know. It seemed like you knew where you were, but it seemed like you didn't necessarily take the Rams approach or running away from them all the time or just trying to avoid them. Is that a sense in this office that, you know, we got to know where the great impact players are, but we, at the same time, we kind of got to do what we do still. We can't really change what we do too much.
Yeah, you know, and give him credit. He's a tremendous football player, and he's one of the top D linemen in the league. And give him credit that way. And, you know, sometimes the best way to attack guys like that is to run right at them, you know, and force double teams on them, and then at times run the other way. You know, he still, as you saw, he still got his hits on Alex, and, you know, can be disruptive at times, and that's just the nature of his game. You know, obviously when we game plan, we know where those guys are, and we just continue to do our best stuff.
Just as an offensive coordinator, how happy were you to kind of see, you know, Jeff Allen, some of the guys stick up for Jamal with the late hit on?
That stuff is great. And then, you know, when they stick up for one another, the guys, it just shows the closeness of the team and the character of the guys. And even when, you know, Alex slid and got the penalty down, you know, guys were rallying around Alex too and protecting their own. So that's a good thing to see.
Coach, a couple more guys. Two red zone targets for Anthony Fasano. What did you see out of this game? How do you evaluate this game back?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to get him back out there. And we wanted to – he was another one that we wanted to target in our game plan last week, and especially in the red zone. He's a good route runner. He got great hands down there. One over the middle and then on the shallow, you know, the slant. You know, it was just unfortunate he didn't get in on either one of them. But we're going to continue to do that with him and maybe give him the ball a little bit more this week and just kind of keep bringing him along making him feel more comfortable in our plans.
Well, I'll just ask one last one. He didn't get the touchdown, but do you use Cyrus in that Wildcat? I mean, is he a guy that can execute that thing?
Yeah, he's done it. It goes all the way back to high school with Cyrus with him. And you know, he's done it in our service team, you know, against our defense. He's done it, and he's done it well. And, you know, not going to be a staple. It'll be a change-up for us. Those are things that, number one, the guys love doing that stuff. They have to execute it, number one, to get, you know, ball security, as we mentioned earlier. And then it can pose problems for defenses. They have to know where to line up, especially when Alex is lined up as a receiver. So, you know, you might see it more and more as we go along. Okay.